18. For a social epidemic to occur, however, each person so affected must then influence his or her own acquaintances, who must in turn influence theirs, and so on. And just how many others pay attention to each of these people has little to do with the initial influential. 19. If people in the network just 2 degrees removed from the initial influential prove resistant, for example, the cascade of change won't propagate very far or affect many people.